So what was your research like in Philadelphia, primarily Kensington?
A lot of the research for this book was very organic, meaning that I was already doing work in the neighborhood before I ever started writing the book. So, for example, I started going there with the photographer Jeffrey Stockbridge, who's been making portraits of Kensington and its residents since about 2009. And when I first moved to the city in 2009, he invited me to go up there to take like the oral histories of some of his subjects. So I went with him a handful of times and just sort of talked to the people he was photographing and listened to their stories and recorded that. And that got me really interested in returning to the neighborhood because I found their stories so compelling and so problematic. And this was before the media really picked up on the scope of the opioid crisis in the United States. So to me, at least, it was very surprising, the extent of it. And also it was surprising how similar many of their stories were, beginning with prescription medication. You know, now we all know that the typical pathway is they or a family member were prescribed an opioid medication, which they became hooked on. Then the prescription ran out, so they started buying pills. Pills became too expensive, moved to heroin, and which is the beginning of how, you know, their lives were altered so dramatically. So after that, those initial sessions of going with Jeff, I ended up doing, I wrote some nonfiction about the neighborhood, most of which I never published, but they were kind of like sketches of my experiences going there. And I did a bit of community work in the neighborhood for a short time. I was teaching writing workshops out of a women's day shelter in Kensington, housed by under kind of the umbrella of St. Francis Inn, which is an important community organization in the neighborhood. So over the course of about a decade, I spent quite a bit of time there. And so a lot of what I, you know, for other books, I've done intentional research, but here I was just kind of like absorbing information and scenery and meeting people. The police work stuff was a bit more intentional in terms of my research. And that involved, I did a ride along with an officer in the 26th district, which is adjacent to Kensington. And I also did a bunch of research online for that. So that's kind of it.